You will hear two students called Josh and Kate preparing for a presentation on the decreasing popularity of shopping malls.
Okay, Kate, did you do any background reading?
Yes, some of the data was quite surprising.
I'm guessing that the other students will enjoy our presentation. We're probably not going to use pictures. Everyone knows what a mall looks like. But it's a subject everyone can relate to. All the other students will have their own view on the reasons why many malls are closing down, so they'll want to hear what we have to say.
Right. I went to the Bayview Centre on Saturday. At least 5 stores had closed down.
Interesting. Bayview's nice, the way it's laid out. Lots of light, open spaces, where people can take a break from shopping. And you can shop late in the evening. How did you get there? By car? Because for most people, if you don't drive, it's not easy to get there.
Yeah, there's only one bus that goes there.
It's no wonder it doesn't get enough customers. How about our survey?
Well, it didn't turn out the way we'd hoped. We should have phrased our questions so that people could answer with something more specific, not just yes or no. Anyway, I talked to over 60 people.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd get that many. And I spoke to quite a variety of people. Mothers with children, quite a few teenagers, and business people on their lunch break. So it wasn't a complete waste of time.
Great.
You read that article by Professor John Simmons, didn't you? What does he think is the main reason people don't go to malls much now?
Well, he doubts it's to do with the lack of cash. Even when people don't have a lot of money for luxury goods, they still go to malls for bargains.
So that doesn't explain the decline. What about buying online? Surely that's had an impact.
Simmons thinks it's part of the problem, but not the biggest factor. He believes people have simply stopped acquiring stuff that they don't really need. He says they're looking around their homes and thinking, where did all this stuff come from?
Interesting. I had a look at Joanne Derrick's paper, Shopping Trends in the 21st Century. She says that no teenager or young adult wants to be seen wearing the same clothes as their parents.
Yes, too embarrassing.
Exactly. But a lot of clothes stores, even if their displays feature attractive, cool people, don't appeal to young people because they are still trying to attract middle-aged people. They want to have it always.
I see.
In Derek's view, those stores lose a whole generation of shoppers. If the shops either sold more expensive, classic clothes clearly designed for older people, or stuff that only appealed to young people, they'd do better.